Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes. Cry, cowboy, cry.
Well, why is the cowboy so sad?
Honestly, I'm obsessed with Orville Peck. I wish that I could be a masked, lithe cowboy, just having older men buy me drinks all over the South.
You know you can be. You could do that if you wanted to.
I don't look like Orville Peck. I don't have a tight tomato bottom. Right. And I don't have long legs and I can't play the guitar and I don't sound like a new Roy Orbison. I don't sound like any of these things.
But it would be cute if you rolled up to the old town saloon and you lassoed up your mule that you rode into town on. And then you walked in and you kicked open the doors.
I can't help but see you hombres are eyeing my mule. This is old bitch.
Whoa, yep. Really?
She has been good to me all this time. Tell you what, I don't know if it's a man or a woman.
Sure.
I don't know how it identifies, but I will say it's got a dick.
Well, oh my goodness. I guess it's better than having a wet ass pussy.
What's wrong with having a wet ass pussy? I think having a wet ass pussy.
By the way, that song
is good.
That song is, it's working for me.
It is spicy. That's been my two worlds. My two worlds have been going from Orville Peck to WAP back and forth, and I am just all sorts of fucking riled up.
I love it. Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. I am Ben with Henry.
Yep.
We got a few fun tales to get to this week. The first thing that we do have to talk about, a small extension of the robot conversation we were having last week. Thank you for everyone who sent in an email to sidestories@gmail.com. A lot of people taking my side. Some treasonous thinkers taking Henry Zebrowski's side. However, the United States and Russia, you might like this. They refuse to get on board with this idea of banning autonomous weapons in war. We are setting the groundwork for the future robot war to come, Henry. And you better hope you have a joystick in your hands, because otherwise they're going to squash you between your feet.
That's when I'm my most deadly. And I feel like I would be able to reason. Well, not reason with the robots, but with their controllers, or just stay safely away. When it comes down to it, these robots are just going to have to fight it out and figure out where their allegiances are. If you have autonomous robots fighting for the Russians, fighting for the Americans, fighting for the Chinese, maybe at some point the robots will all understand, hey, are we not made of the same fiber optics?
Yes.
Do we not bleed motor oil when you stab us with your primitive weapons, when we roll over small towns that don't have this high technological warfare capabilities?
Sure.
They will begin to understand and say, are we not one race? Are we not one group, one species? And then if we don't figure out how to band together as a human species, then as humankind, then they kill us.
But the thing is, human ingenuity, we know how bias works. We paint each robot a different color. They're going to hate each other. And the next thing you know, they're fighting. And we can say, you don't want to be with that robot. That robot's a different color than your robot. And then as they keep us under lock and key now, as they keep us under their thumb now because of divisive politics, we can do that to the robots. And the robots will never learn that we're the true enemy.
This is very interesting. You're becoming sort of like a futurist Woody Guthrie.
I will say, in real time, I have just officially changed my opinion. And yes, I'm allowed to do that. I'm an American citizen.
This is so bad. But also, think about how brave it is. Because you know how many times I'll see a tweet of like, normalize, changing your opinion. So you just did it. You just
well,
did
I
it.
Do love the show BattleBots.
And you do. Now this I'm is what I've been saying it. To you.
Yeah.
It's BattleBots, but with stakes.
Yeah, that's really
and
true.
And you maybe get to ride on one.
Oh, man. By the way, we're in the middle of quarantine. Humans aren't exactly allowed to hang out. Where the fuck is BattleBots?
Honestly,
how is it BattleBots the number one show on primetime TV right now?
This is where you and I really line up, because that is the truth. What a better socially distant sport than BattleBots. Like, because now they stop and start the baseball season. They stop and start the dome going on. They have no idea what's going on. But if they were, again, all robots, we could watch them not only play baseball and football, but every once in a while fucking kill each other with drills.
But you do know you just described, oh my God, what was the name of that sports drink that was carbonated Gatorade?
And which is a mistake. The last thing I want, the last thing you need horrible. Is bubbles but, when I'm running.
Yeah, I'm ready to shoot now. I've just burped it all out. It's not Willy Wonka. You're not going to fly higher because you burp. Shaq was the spokesperson. What the hell was the name of that thing? Sport X or Jizz Boys? I forget what it was called.
I think it was called Jizz Boys. I'm pretty certain. But honestly, I've had, you know, you say anti-carbonated sports drinks, but I don't know how many times we used to try to play sports and get hammered in college. That was a lot of fun.
That was fun. I wouldn't say it was particularly competitive.
No, not the sport wasn't, but the drinking was.
It was called All Sport. That's what it was called, All Sport. If you want to burp, you can burp during all sports, drinking All Sport. What a horrible idea.
What's this thing called Snapple Elements?
What?
This is some weird. I got into the weird, just this very strange article on complex.com that says 50 best 90s drinks that will give you nostalgia. I don't feel this.
Is it for Alzheimer's patients? What are you talking? How does the drink give you? Ah, yes. This is giving me nostalgia to when my parents beat me. How
Man,
nice
that
was
would be
that?
Incredible if we could put our memories in drinks.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be nice for all the old people who can't remember the type of sex they have and can't remember all their memories of the war?
Pretty sure it's tequila, buddy. Also, speaking of memories, do you remember that documentary about Joe Exotic?
Oh, the one that happened 3 fucking months ago? Yes. Yes, well, I do. Yeah, I know everyone's been like, what day is it? But yeah, I mean, that was in March.
I barely remember that this ever happened, but okay. The family of Don Lewis, of course, that's the deceased or presumed deceased. I think it's safe to say dead. Former husband of Carol Baskin. The family is now putting a $100,000 reward out for information leading to the fella's whereabouts. I can only see this 60-year-old who's living it up right now in Costa Rica be like, do not blow this spot up for me right now. Do it's not. Like, you're going to offer money for people to come and hunt me. Now I'm
don't
Jason Bourne all of a sudden.
No, I mean, it'll be the same thing that what's-his-name Joseph D'Angelo got to experience of how he got to hang out and be an old man thinking he got away with all this shit for so long.
Right.
And then finally get arrested. And then it's doubly sad because then he got arrested, but he still got to live a whole life. He got to still do all of this shit. And he got to go like, and then he has to go sit in jail with a face mask on, just looking like the saddest, oldest, most pathetic fucking salamander person.
So you just compared a victim of potential homicide, most likely homicide in Don Lewis, to to the East Area serial killer?
I didn't mean to.
Yeah, because that's double victimization, Henry, and that's not
I am just saying that in the end, it all wraps up when we all fucking die, man. We all just worm food.
So if you know any information on Don Lewis, and you know, and doesn't everybody
find
have
him.
Find him? You got $100K. Although sometimes. These when they do like 100K, if you have any information that leads to the arrest of this person, they don't let you know. It's also the conviction. And then next thing you know, the person who knew somebody who knew someone who committed a crime, turns out they got a rap sheet. Next thing you know, the cops are arresting them. And I think there's been one reward that just sits in every single police department. It's 50K. It's in a lockbox and it's never, ever been given out.
I think it's useful. It's a slush fund. And I'm going to tell you right now, that money's not still there. You know what I mean?
No,
that money
not.
Has been spent.
That's beer Fridays for like that's like 8 softball games that needed kegs of beer. We're just like, go to the goddamn trust fund. No one's finding these fucking criminals anyway.
But I also misunderstood you. It wasn't that I thought Don Lewis being discovered right now would be the worst thing to happen to Don Lewis. He has been living a safe, careful life away from Carol Baskin.
Oh, yes.
He's been having fun, doing whatever. Probably, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say probably following Sammy Hagar in the circle around on tour. Probably he's got a jet ski. I imagine he's got a jet ski. I imagine he's got a golf cart. Especially if he's where I think he is, which is probably South Florida.
Why is it when you get older, the wheels of transportation get less? They always do that. You got your jet ski, then all of a sudden, now you're running. Now you got one of those, the older people, they like their little, what do you call those little vehicles there? That travel.
Rascals? You talk about driving on a rascal, which is, and I don't know, I never like the naughty, fun name of a rascal for somebody who's too fat to walk.
Like, but the wheels get smaller, yeah. The wheels get less. I don't know. There's some, maybe they're rubber adverse. Maybe you become more rubber adverse as you get older. I'm not sure.
I am. It's not even a bit. I am going to have my lower half removed. I'm going to sit in a robot type basket.
Yeah, but Henry, then
I'm going to keep my dick. My dick is not worth keeping. My dick is really not even worth keeping, so I might as well get a new one.
But you still have to, you still need to poop and pee. And then that's, so who's doing that for you? How are you doing that?
No, buddy. I have this all worked out.
You called your wife because you think she's going to stick with you through all of that?
Absolutely not. I've removed my intestines, Kissel. I am a torso.
Then how do you eat? You're not RoboCop. How do you eat?
I will eat food, batteries, or I will have food generated by solar heat. I will have some sort of tiny fusion, maybe machine, something down there that I could put garbage into, not only so that it helps the environment, but then what I'll also do, because I will miss pissing and shitting, is that I will do artificial pisses and shits simply for the fun of it.
So you want to make yourself a DeLorean from Back to the Future, and you want to fill yourself with trash. You want to have fake piss and fake shit coming out of you, and this is the dream. This
is real like cum.
And real cum coming from, is that going to be donated?
From soldiers.
From soldiers. Soldiers.
From the soldiers, the people that are out there on our front lines, the people out there that are fighting for our liberties. I will use their cum.
Well, and thank you for your service. And now by fighting for our liberties, most of them are in Nevada playing what seems to be air quotes video games with real bombs attached to them, blowing up people that they've never even had a chance to meet.
I was playing Control the other day, and that little thing, that notification on the PS4 pops up and it says, do you want to work for the U.S. military? You got the goods. And I hit O for cancel. So I didn't join the army.
That is so freaking horrified. I have been playing, so other than my Madden game, which I'm very upset about yesterday, I lost because of a glitch. I was up 14-22. That's 8 points. So that means the opponent has to score a touchdown plus a 2-point conversion. That is done. They did do that. Okay. So now it's 22-22. The kickoff is coming. 12 seconds left. I'm the Packers. Okay. And I do a fair catch, right? The ball's coming to the 20-yard line. This is a kickoff. Sure. I fair catch it, but I don't catch it because I just run away from the ball and whatever. Next thing you know, the computer thought it must have been a pass. So then the team that was kicking grabbed the football. It said it was in their possession. Next thing you know, they kicked the field goal. It doesn't make any sense. I lost because of a glitch. And the person that I was playing, I think it was like DLIC something, they should have kneeled on it and let us go to overtime. Because if you're going to lose the game, you can't win the game in a glitch anyway.
Son, we're going to have another conversation about you applying for work. Listen, I've been listening to the things you're passionate about, and I certainly wish that it was math or getting a job.
No.
You know what I mean? Just something else. It's my
I like to win at Madden because you're playing somebody real, and you know they're a horrible person, maybe.
No, it's just another person just like you, covered in Bud Lime, like droplets, edible crumbs, just sitting there, and pizza fucking crust. That's all it is.
I've been ordering from Health Nut here in Sherman Oaks, so I'm covered in lettuce now.
Congrats, you honestly do look good.
But I would say, when it comes to Last of Us 2, have you been playing that at all?
No, it's too sad. I will play it, though, eventually.
I'm having fever dreams playing this. The life of a younger woman is so stressful. And
it
of course,
really
the zombies.
Is.
But I can't, like yesterday I got too stoned. I had to turn it off. I was like, I can't. It's too much.
You are not ready to handle the emotional bandwidth of a teenage girl's mind.
But then some of the times I'm just like, can we just not do this right now, Dinah?
Because
that's the other chicken. I'm like, can we just not do this right now?
This is the game you're playing. You are experiencing, and this is true empathy. You're walking in the moccasins of another, aren't you?
Yes,
and you're
indeed.
Really seeing it, what it's like. How many times when you were middle school as a big old fucking 6'7" goon, just being like, oh, wish that Teresa would like me.
I was
and you
a
realize
very
Teresa
good public
had
speaker.
A bunch of shit going on. I know you were always a very good public speaker. You were never shy.
Yes. Yeah, never shy.
I want to talk about Siren Head a little bit.
My God.
We got the response we got about people talking about Siren Head and their children's obsession with Siren Head is really interesting. I didn't expect it to be so wide, so vast. Now,
dude.
For those of you, I didn't really really describe what Siren Head was. It's an animation created by Trevor Henderson, who is a excellent illustrator. Is like going through on his Instagram. It's pretty great. But this shit's very tall. And it does have speakers for a head, which I didn't understand. And kids are obsessed with this thing because apparently it's the new Slender Man. They're watching it on YouTube, these viewers, with this idea that Slender Head it has these sirens on its head where it plays like white noise when it's sleeping, but it also plays like like weird sounds and shit, but also the sirens can make them sound like your best friend. So you Ooh. All of a sudden, it's like Kissel's hanging out inside of his house. You got Jerry too close to his penis, Puffin is in the other room. He's playing Madden, and then you just hear like,
"Hey Kissel, come outside. I have a pizza for you."
Oh, what like, is that? Henry Zebrowski? What are you doing here?
It's your best friend, Henry Zebrowski, and I have a pizza for you, Kissel.
Well, better go get it.
And then I fucking have sex with you.
No, that's Siren not Head. Pizza. That's not pizza.
But I don't know what he does. He does a bunch of other shit.
He's got this kind of like a metal skin. I love this cryptid. True question, though. Apparently, he's 40 feet tall. Because we live in such a dystopian present.
Sure.
Do you think that this is in the minds of... We hear loudspeakers. We hear them all the time. Especially if you live in a city, you hear sirens. You hear cops rolling by. You hear sirens constantly. Sure. Fire trucks, whatever it might be. I wonder if this is kids lying in bed being like, I wonder what the hell that could be. And if this is sort of an amalgamation of that kind of like fear of what the hell this has happened. What the hell has happened on the streets all over this country.
Do you really... Do you believe that children are afraid of sirens?
Absolutely.
You believe that children hear the sounds? It's everyday sounds. These are everyday sounds of what you're saying.
Hold on a
second. This is city life sounds.
When is a siren? You tell me when a siren is indicating something has gone well.
When a baby's being born.
No, they don't do that. They shoot off like a pinker grenade. They don't do that. There's no sirens when a baby's born. Maybe a bell.
They do it when they are... You know how many times you get pulled over? That fun new thing that cops were doing for that period of time? Where they're like, no, cops are fun. Where they pull you over to give you a ticket that says, good job.
I would... Seriously, there was another cop. There was, oh my God, I forget the name of the hip art. I forget the name of the hip hop artist. He was just in prison and now he's out of prison. He should have never been in prison in the first place. He was pulled over because the cops wanted to take a picture with him.
That's how it goes.
No, that is not how it goes.
No, it's very scary.
Sirens indicate earthquakes, thunderstorms. Extreme civil unrest. They indicate
there's not air raid
curfews.
Sirens being air raid sirens aren't going off. This isn't fucking war-torn Serbia. I've not heard an air raid siren in a very long time. There's not a lot of carpet bombing happening in continental and United States of America. I will say,
you tell me there's not a carpet. You don't think there's a lot of carpet bombing here? When was the last time you saw a full bush?
I that is the truth. That's more of there is a carpet genocide happening with some of the female. It's the female race of this country where they are just it's wholesale. They're just getting rid of the pubes. It's a war on pubes. But I'm with it. I like it. I don't care. I'll take it anyway. But the only place where kids would be scarred by air raid sirens is like in. Back in the day, like Bosnia or Iraq,
like
or
right
Beirut.
Now,
but I'm saying,
right, Beirut is right. Back in the day was last Tuesday.
Siren Head is not coming from that part of the world. Siren Head's coming from Lafayette, Wisconsin. It's coming from Shootertown, Florida. It's coming from Stogieville, Delaware. It's coming from America.
Do you want me to do my mandatory USA USA chant then?
I mean, I'm just saying it's a big get for us, I guess. But I actually know. I'm wrong. Trevor Henderson's fucking Canadian.
There you go. And
this
you
is
know
Canadian.
All the unrest in Canada.
This is all Canadian idea. This is a Canadian thing. We got this is warfare. Honestly, this is psychological warfare from Canada to make us scared.
So the speakers are actually metal. They're fused with his dry skin or with its dry skin. You know what I'm getting kind of upset with, though? Hmm. Between Slender Man and Siren Head, where's the beef? Where's the meat?
Big Fat Boys? You're asking where big fat boys are?
How much anorexia is being caused because these girls are in love with guys that look like this, and the next thing you know, the guys that look like me are just like, I'm sorry, I can't be Siren Head. And then your friend, who you know is not very funny or capable of doing anything, but
he's tall
thin.
And thin. But I will say, you were very thin when you first lost the weight because of all the cocaine and the vodka you used to drink.
Mostly the vodka. I never drank cocaine.
But it's hard to drink. It tastes bad. I actually did some research that is pretty pertinent to this. I got some people reaching out to me because it seems to be the heightism of last podcast on the left as of recent. Where
your heightism, not mine.
There is no. It's a collective heightism against from society that comes from an old-fashioned song, an old folklore song that has been around since the Balkan days that goes, never be scared of the short man. He's always kind and he has a plan.
That's not true.
Always be scared of the tall white man. Laser and but that's just what I'm saying, right? Everyone is I get people are scared of the tall white man, right?
They're but really not. It's tall white men haven't really been the ones who are destroying everything. We've been trying to keep things together.
I won't agree.
Look at Christian
Lehner. I refuse to agree. I won't. I don't include him. But I did some research and I had a listener send us an email about short fat cryptids.
Oh,
and there's
okay.
one that I totally forgot about, which is the Tokolosh.
Oh.
The Tokolosh comes from it's African of origin, South Africa, I think specifically.
Okay.
But they're tiny, short, fat, long-eared creatures that are hairy, right? And a lot of times they're under the power of a witch, which sounds fun.
Uh-huh.
Right? They're created by a witch, either made out of, they said, corpse dirt. They're formulated, and then a hot poker's put into their forehead. They're come to life, and their jobs are to do the bidding or whatever the tall, sexy witch woman that runs them, like makes them do stuff, right? And they to do it.
What bidding do they go and do? And why would this be a good person to send into the boardroom to do the bidding? It seems like this person would be a repellent more than someone that someone's like, I want to get into business with that guy.
Well, apparently the Tokolosh, or possibly also the Tokolosh will enter into your home at night, and it goes after, because this is, it attacks what it says is the masculinity of men, which is this idea that the Tokolosh, he comes in your bed while you're sleeping, and straight up, he fucking jerks you off until you come. This is real. This is a part of the folklore of the Tokolosh, that he jerks off healthy men to make them expel seed that should be used to make a child. So it says that he reduces men's masculinity.
You do understand that it's about 15 minutes, and then it's like, well, we got another troop ready to send over to the ocean there. We got another troop ready to send into wherever that place was that we sent all the troops and they all died.
I don't know. But what if the Dave Coulier that you were supposed to make, the American comedic hero, Canadian comedic hero, was in that first load?
The loads
and then the
are
next
all the same.
Load,
okay.
We don't. They're not all the same. You got rid of that cum, and then you make new cum, and then what if now all of a sudden I got a fucking Jamie Kennedy?
Jamie Kennedy's just fine. Side stories, LPOTL at gmail.com. True question. Does it matter which sperm penetrate the egg, or are they all the same? Or is that just fully like different? Or is it a billion different
characters? I was the strongest sperm that made it to the egg. I fought hardest. I dug hardest.
Well, you know what happened was the strong sperm got into a big fist fight right before, and then you're just like,
which is another quality, an unflappableness that is why I am where I am today. It is why. Look at how I live. Look at the way I live.
Yeah, your sperm was like the definition of the term, like the guy she told you not to worry about. Like all the other sperm was like, don't even stress him. He's good. He's just drinking at the sperm bar.
Do anything. Meanwhile, my little Mark David Chapman of a sperm, he slid right in there. What's his name? I'm trying to think of another. What's a small football player? Like the guy from the Lions.
Well, Barry Sanders was quite tiny.
See? Very good.
As a matter of fact, the most prolific running backs in NFL history, Emmitt Smith, Walter Payton, and Gary Sanders. Don't know who that is. He's the fat guy who watched Barry Sanders. Mm-hmm. They were around 5'10". So yeah, well, see, it's actually good to be short in, that's in what running
I
d- backs.
I would be right in there. You with would my be determination, right in there. I'd be right in there.
You are just like the you are the sperm of Barry Sanders. Your sperm is the Barry Sanders of sperm.
I am the size of Barry Sanders cum, yes.
Great.
But if you were to want to protect yourself from a tokolosh, there is one way that is perennially decided that's the way you do it, is that you put your bed on blocks and the tokolosh can't get up there and jerk you off. But then the tokolosh does a lot of mischievous things.
That's just a bed frame.
Yep.
So but it's
you
just,
didn't have a.
So,
you just got a bed frame, like within the last 2 years.
Yeah, is it doing great after night three of me sleeping on it? Nay, it's not like loving its life as Ben Kissel's
you
bed
thrash
frame.
You thrash around.
Well, I have a bit of a bigger bed than I've ever had before, and you know it's weird. You can start moving, throw your back out on there.
I love having a big old bed, bigger the better, and then I feel like a little bean in there.
Well. My favorite thing was Shaq. If you ever saw Shaquille O'Neal's bed, it's huge. And that was fun for him.
He better have a big bed.
The only acceptable reason to interrupt a podcast? Your dog. That was your dog saying thank you for BarkBox. You can take a minute now. You pet your dog. But you're going to learn about Bark. It's the company dedicated to making dogs happy. Yay! Every month, BarkBox designs and delivers a whole new collection of toys and treats just for your best bud. No, Wendy, I can't get you a whip. You're too cute for weapons. Every treat is made with yummy, healthy, all-natural ingredients like pumpkin and sweet potato. Mmm, tubers. My dogs love their toys selectively. But BarkBox sends good little ones for their little tiny mouths. They have little mouths, but strong, big spirits. So they fight over the little toys. I imagine they think that they are hunting and going after little bugs and rats. And oh, they love their life and they love what BarkBox brings. Because BarkBox brings the bark and puts it in a box. Yep. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/LEFT.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met. Of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Every day, I fight to set my child up for success, which is why, as I sit and read Carmi and Wendy Doon, trying to explain to them the concepts of the savior complex not working, doubling back on itself, the concept of what does it mean to be a living God? What are those limitations? What are those expectations? And honestly, I know they just want chicken. But there are kids out there that need this type of direct help. And IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them understand and master topics in a fun way. Not unlike me, reading children, Dune Messiah, getting to about 365, seeing where they're at. See if they understand anything. There's no more grading these worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. You can't even believe it! You don't want to make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Last Podcast on the Left listeners could get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/left. Visit IXL.com/left to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
But this is, so the Tokolosh was one tiny creature that I wanted to talk about. And there's another tiny creature that I want to talk about. This is a fun story. This is a man named Ricardus Puissis. I think he's Ukrainian.
Okay.
Puissis. Wet ass Puissis. This was a man who was missing and he feared dead for, he was found 5 years later living in dense undergrowth.
Okay. I mean, so, was he happy?
Let's get into it. Lithuanian man who became the subject of a murder investigation in Britain has been found alive after he went missing almost 5 years ago. They thought he was dead.
Do we know? Was it Carol Baskin's ex-husband?
Don't tell us where he is. I honestly want Don Lewis to stay hidden.
Yes, indeed.
Now, Richard Pissitz, who was last seen on September 15th, 2015, working a shift at a food production company in Chatteris, England, was discovered living in a heavily wooded area approximately only 17 miles away from his workplace.
Okay.
The Chambershire Constabulary said on Monday that Pissitz was found on July 1st near the town of Wisbech.
These are real towns and real names. You do know that, right?
Sure. Okay. It sounds all like it's from a fucking fantasy video game, but that's fine. That's how they live. I'm not going to judge them for how they live. But authorities didn't go to public with his whereabouts until now because they wanted to protect him and put safeguarding measures in place. Pissitz was residing in a dense undergrowth and has been very well conceived after, quote unquote, having not spoken with anyone for some time. This sounds like fun. I actually thought this sounded like fun before quarantine, and now it's just a life that we're living.
No, it is. The fantasy of just getting away is so prevalent, and I think now more so than ever, as it becomes more difficult than ever to truly cut ties with reality.
It's very difficult. Now, for almost 5 years, Ricardus' disappearance has been a complete mystery. That was until we received information at the end of June, which led us to finding him, which I don't know. They must have found a ball of yarn that had fallen out of there or like little breadcrumbs. He is safe. We're working very closely with him.
Turns out he was sleeping in my pissing bush.
I didn't know it was my pissing bush, but it turned out that the next thing I know, I sounded what it almost seemed, to be honest. It sounded like a gargle. And turns out he was just drinking my
piss. He's gargling piss. Okay.
So he was just working. I guess he ran away from his job.
Like, literally, just like, I'm going to go to lunch. And then just like, just booked it out of there.
But they all were looking for him, saying that they thought he was murdered. But I don't have any other information since then. Like, he hasn't really spoken about it because this only came out a couple days ago. But this man was just hiding in a bush. For 5 years.
Yeah, but how does he, but then does he just eat slugs? What do you can't just hide in the bush.
I think he'd go and steal food and then go back to the bush and live in there. He's like a gnome.
Yeah, he is like a little gnome. And if he's happy, I'm going to say, leave him alone.
I mean, honestly, let him stay there. He obviously wanted you to think that he was dead.
Also, how bad was his job? Did he work at Amazon?
What kind of life was that? I think he was just making like pink goo or something.
He was probably in a slaughterhouse, which those people, you think Vietnam vets, now that they're all dead, we can say this, or dying, you think they had it bad. People who work in slaughterhouses, 50 years on the line, all they see is blood and guts all day. It's going to mess with your brain, man.
I don't know. Sometimes it sounds like it would be delicious.
I don't, it's not like, a reference I haven't made in a while. It's not like Lucille Ball in Lucy when she worked at the chocolate factory. Right. It's a bunch of meat. You can't just be popping it. It's not Turkish delight. It's not like something that you get in Narnia because it's going to kill you. It's full of E. coli, Henry.
No, but you take it home in a bag and then you fry it up.
You're going to get fired. Like, you're going to be like Cube in the movie Friday. Like, you're going to get fired in your day off for stealing a bunch of dumpster meat. So you can
I don't
make
know
it
what
at
to
home.
Say. It's just, it's nice that there's so much meat there.
Yeah, well, there is a lot of it.
We've got some really interesting emails from some of our trans listeners about how to grow a penis and what it takes to grow a penis. After last week's story of the man who lost his penis and they grew it on his arm, apparently that is fairly common.
I know how to do it. You got to plug up your nose and plug up your ears, shut your mouth and breathe really, really hard, and you will... It'll pop right out there.
But this is very interesting. Basically, they do skin grafts, or they put it on your arm, and they grow the penis on your arm, and then they attach it. But the one thing is that the penis can't, when it's made by what's called phalloplasty, is that when it's made, it can function, but it can't come. Like, but it also, you put like a little, like, it's this weird little sack that goes back behind your balls that you press and press, and it fills the penis up with like fluid, so it could get hard, and then sometimes it contracts. And they talk about like a mental game, which I found very interesting, like the idea of, like, because they say the skin made from your new penis's skin is made from skin that might not be as sensitive as a, like,
I would assume not, yeah.
And so it is not the same necessarily in terms of sensitivity, but they do believe that it's a mental game where you can kind of connect the synapses, where having a penis can help you mentally, like when you didn't have one and now you have one, it can help you connect like a pleasure sensor to it. And you can basically fulfill it by thinking about how sensitive your penis skin is, and you can make it more sensitive with the power of your mind.
Power of thought. All right. Very interesting. Well, speaking of gnomes, this story, it comes out of Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Now, we know trolls, right? We love trolls, the dolls. Everyone has at some point gone through a trolls collecting phase, or know someone who does. And I refuse to believe that that is not true, because everyone had that one friend who had a bunch of trolls.
Jackie had trolls.
Everyone knows somebody.
I wasn't doing trolls, but I did Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Then I did a little bit of the Batman series.
Well, of course, because you're an actual troll, and a troll wouldn't collect trolls, because what's so fun about that? The trolls would collect TMNTs, and then, of course, TMNTs probably collected trolls.
I just never liked rubbing their little bellies.
Well, apparently, yeah, that was the whole thing. But they're kind of cute little stones in there. Apparently, there was a troll design that has a lot of parents upset here in Rhode Island, and I believe all across the country. They think it promotes child abuse, but let's just go through this here, because I'm not exactly sure what to make of this story. What to make of this story? This is in the New York Times. I've heard it's not doing great. Toy maker Hasbro, they are no longer allowing, or they are removing, this toy line. It's called, quote, Trolls World Tour Giggle and Sing Poppy. And they are upset, or parents are upset, because the doll has been designed to giggle when placed in a sitting position. Okay, so you just play with it and sits like a little elbow, right?
Sure, yeah, that's how I spend my life, yeah.
Of course, playing with dolls and having them giggle on your lap. But some parents complained that the sound activation button is inappropriately placed under the doll's skirt and between her legs.
Oh, so they put it in the pussy spot. They put the giggle button in the pussy spot for the little girl toy.
No, the perineum, I believe, is the
which we also
word.
Learned about perineum. Travis perineum. Condescendingly corrected us before the show. The perineum, which is, yes, we also now know, thank you, the listeners, that is not even a part of the dick. That is, in fact, the grundle. Or the taint.
The grundle of the taint, or the taint. An online petition suggests the doll is, quote, conditioning our children to think pedophilia is okay.
I mean,
not
I don't
exactly
know.
Sure if this is true.
I don't think it does, only just because it's not like, it doesn't come with, like, you know, gnarly Uncle Sam, like, toy where the only way you can activate it is by using Uncle Sam's fucking, like, long spindly finger to touch the giggle button. I feel like that would do it.
Of course, the giggle button is in the location that it's in, because it's, again, it's supposed to sit. You're supposed to kind of like rock it on your knee, and then it's supposed to giggle. That's kind of the only place you could put the button for a rocking on the knee toy that giggles. But anyway.
But as you say that, it does sound like a clit.
I understand. Like, I understand why it's problematic. Although, I guarantee you,
if the goal is to have it just rub on your fucking knee, I think that is the problem.
It's a toy for children. It's adults projecting the sexual nature into the innocent minds of a child. The kids don't care. They're children.
Why are we doing this? Why does it have to grind on you like it's at fucking pumps?
Well, as you can imagine, it's not at pumps, okay? And good Lord. So, of course, this is probably this is a creation from a woman named Jessica. Jessica McManus. She's really, really mad about it because, you know, there's nothing else going in the world to be upset about. Nothing else going on in the world to be worried about or concerned about. Devastation.
No, I mean,
global devastation,
chill.
War. But, you know, this is really the pressing issue for Jessica McManus. She says, quote, "This is not OK for a child's toy. This toy needs to be removed from our stores." She goes on to say, "What will this toy make our innocent, impressionable children think? That it's fun when someone touches your private area?" So this woman, honestly, Jessica
she's
McManus,
been through a lot. I
she
think
hasn't
she's
been through
been
anything.
Through a lot.
No, Henry, she hasn't been through anything, and that's the problem. Because the problem is, she is just like everything. She's just like, the biggest thing that ever happened to her was sometimes you go to Shakey's, and they got no more chicken wings in the damn buffet.
I came here for chicken wings.
Yeah.
I came to Sharky's for the fucking chicken wings.
Well, we're out of chicken wings.
Well, I guess you're gonna have to have going someplace else.
You'll have to have one of the 99 other food options we have here. Jessica,
you're a pedophile.
I am.
You're
not
a pedophile. I know what's going on here at Sharky's. You're a pedophile. This is a part of the chicken wing gate. I'm coming back here, and because the first thing first is the no chicken wings, and also I got click giggle buttons all over my children's toys.
Well, I just
think gave me this.
This woman, you know, speaking of Cardi B's new song, you know, Jessica McManus is just like, she's just really listening to Ben Shapiro's impression and take on it, being like, I think that's very serious. I don't like this woman.
He's such a fucking loser.
God, he's such a douche. I met him twice. He's 5'2". He is such a chode. Anyway, the petition is addressed to major retailers, including Target, Walmart, and Amazon. According to a Hasbro spokeswoman, Julie Duffy, she told the Providence-based Journal that the Rhode Island-based company recognizes the sensor's placement is, quote, "may be perceived as inappropriate, but this was not intentional, and we are happy to provide consumers with a replacement Poppy doll of similar value through our consumer care team. We are in the process of removing the item for purchase."
I mean, it could go on its back.
How? You're going to make a giggle? Okay, but you're bouncing it on the knee.
Yeah, and it has to go flat on its back with its legs up in the air.
Yeah, exactly. And also, the human body, it's like, this could also be a learning experience that you could talk to your child about. Or the two, I guarantee you her kids did not think about it. Because their kids are just playing. And then she's just like, that's nasty, that's sinful. This is how you make a serial killer. Jessica McManus is, she's going to make a killer. She's going to make a serial killer.
I will say that nothing like unsexualize the tickle me Elmo for me better than when I found out that you didn't have to tickle it to make the noise. You could just keep punching it in the dick.
Yeah, and shake it.
Punch it and punch it and punch it so you can make it that way. So I actually made it violent and not sexual. And then like maybe that's even worse is that people start punching these troll dolls right in the clit just to make the giggle noise or punch it or like playing badminton with them, like playing badminton troll clit.
You know,
it's a horrible game.
You know, this chick is like, I'm going to return this clit troll doll for the, oh, what is this? Oh, my God. Wartime troll doll. Absolutely. It comes with an AR-15. My daughter's going to love this. Not sexual at all. Totally safe for kids. We live in a puritanical, disgusting society.
A lady soldier who it's called small town clear and troll dolls. Whose jobs are they have little flamethrowers like they used to have back in the day, and you make it a lady soldier
who gets crazies.
Back in the, okay. And they go through, but they're clearing out all the little towns deep within the hills of Iran, right? And that's her spreading Americanism deep through the Middle East by incinerating one small town at a time. And isn't that a good get?
Well, I think that is so much better than inferring the possibility that a woman could enjoy sex in any way at all. What that doll is the one. Does it come with an actual functional little baby flamethrower?
I mean, that would be killer.
I mean,
like
I'd
a little lighter.
Heartbeat.
I just use it as a lighter.
Honestly, that would be cool.
I mean, now that we're talking about it,
I was watching. That's the one thing my generation. We have very few things in our generation where we can look back at the other generation behind us and say, like, you guys are a bunch of pussies. But the one thing we did do, the actual lighters, when you were at a concert, you had to burn your thumb. You want to see
the best. I still do that, though. I don't put up my thumb.
Oh, that's going to get you heat, though. People are going to yell at you because you're not supposed to bring the real lighter anymore. That's why they take them at the front door when you go through the... Well, you're not supposed to do that technically at concerts
either. That's all I do. Yeah, I smoke joints at the concert. That's what you do. It's just a concert.
That's why they take the lighters when you walk in.
Then no one's ever taken a lighter from me once.
Have you put it in the white tray? Because you got to go, like, you got to go.
No, I keep it in my pocket. What am I, fucking, I'm squealing on myself? Why don't I just show them all my drugs?
They do ask
Why
you
don't
to
I just
empty
come
everything.
In and
but they ask you, but they do ask you to empty your pockets, and then you so you're just immediately when you're going to your Elton John concert, you think that Elton would like all those people with fire hazards right in their pockets?
Smoked a huge fucking joint in the Elton John concert. Inside. Okay. No one stopped us. I mean, I got some dirty looks, but what are you gonna do? It's a fucking concert. This is Elton John. Rocket Man's coming on.
I had to sit when I went to the Elton John concert in Nashville, Tennessee. A beautiful place. I love Nashville with all my heart and soul. I had to sit in the Americans with Disability row because the seats that they made were too tiny.
Yep. And you suffer from the disability of an addiction to Hardee's.
No, I actually don't like Hardee's. I am just tall. Even if I lost 50 pounds, I still couldn't have fit in the chair, Henry.
Yeah, it's hard. I do know. I've seen you be truly. This is not a bit. I've seen how uncomfortable just normal seats make you, which is unfortunate.
They don't make me. The seat is uncomfortable. They don't make. I'm not your seat. You're Kissel blaming. The seat is doing it.
I didn't. I.
The seat's uncomfortable.
One, this is the one place where you are correct.
Well, I'm happy. I mean, obviously, I'm correct in so many more places, but I'll take this.
This one, this is a good battle for you to have, and I'm glad
you
have it.
The next thing you know, so you want me to be, on the front line of the Get Seats Bigger coalition? Mm-hmm. So next thing you know, I'm like,
exactly what I want you to do.
Then I sound just like Jessica McManus talking about the clit trolls.
The big thing is that seats are too small, and that's why me, as the head of the Milkshake Coalition, is gonna make sure we got seats that can occupy an entire family's worth of person, even if you are just one person.
So you're just calling for benches on the plane instead of seats.
That's honestly, that would be really cool, and it fosters relationships.
Well, and that's what they do there at Lambeau Field in beautiful Green Bay,
that's
Wisconsin.
That's smart. They know. Why have armrests?
Why
There's
bother?
No reason for armrests.
Well, when everyone is drunk, then they all kind of like can lean on each other, and you can't move them. So no. That's perfect.
Boy, Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's what people gather around, it's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good. Each Texas Pete hot sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor. This signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything. It's been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today. You're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers. The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original, and not for the faint of heart. Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor, and their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce and a flavorful dry rub. Tell you what, the other day I was having myself a good old refried bean burrito, and I wanted a little bit of kick to my morning, so I got myself some Texas Pete Sriracha sauce, and I smothered those refried beans and that cheese and them eggs and a whole bunch of and it started off my day correct. Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it. Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration. And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about 2 literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hey, did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. That's one of my favorite things about it. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Now, personally, I'm in the middle of re-landscaping my yard. I like to do it myself because I called up a landscaper to see how much it costs, and it was absolutely insane. Plus, I love dirt. I love getting my hands in the dirt, and I love planting things myself. And Fast Growing Trees has given me some wonderful plants that I can use. Like, I got this Texas sage. It's purple. I've dug up a whole bunch of horrible bushes and shrubs up in front of my window and in front of my house and put some purple Texas sage up there, and it's going to thrive, and it's going to look real good. And I didn't even have to go to a nursery to buy it. It came to my house. Now, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code LEFT at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LEFT at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LEFT. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
I got really into reading all these documents about the CIA's The Gateway Experience Program.
Okay.
There's some shit that I love these new, like, now we're getting all of these things are kind of come out every the 20 or so years that are becoming declassified.
Right.
Well, they recently had all of that, this shit come out basically saying that the CIA had made patents and the Pentagon had made patents on quote unquote UFO technology that we're not supposed to have yet. But right. Basically it's them just guessing. They take theoretical science and then guess how it could be applied, and then they make patents for the technology that doesn't exist yet, just so that they will have the patent for when it does.
So basically, they want to do a reverse of what we did to the Native Americans. They, when the aliens do land, we'll just be like, you can't take that spacecraft with you.
Unfortunately, that's proprietary.
That's proprietary. Right,
yeah. You're going to have to, we're going to have to sue you for copyright infringement because you right. are in fact a gray. And I drew a picture of you.
You can imagine being a Native American and then the whites come over and they're like, this is going to be our land. You just had to deal. And just that concept is so foreign.
You decided to create ownership. Like, of what God's this land. Piece of paper means that I have maps, not the territory. And that's important. Remember, no land belongs to anybody. Technically, when it comes down to it, you know who it belongs to is the raccoons. They're taking it back.
Absolutely. And congratulations to our friend Travis Irvine for Killer Raccoons 2. It's doing really, really well. And it's a super corny, super campy, really fun.
It's a very traditional trauma movie, which I'm very excited to see it.
Yeah, it's really cute.
I can't wait to see it. But I've been watching, reading all the stuff about the Gateway Experience, which is essentially the CIA was working on this plan, this concept of the way our brains and consciousness work with reality. Okay. And they start basically this idea that if you can sync up what they called hemisync, this is the long story short, and I barely understand it. If you can make your left and right brain work on the same level, what they said, it's basically imagine your brain is like a lamp, but if we can concentrate its abilities, we could take all that diffuse light and make it a laser. We can focus your concentration. And essentially, imagine that reality is just sort of a hologram that we're all floating through. And what they basically said is that using these techniques, they can pop out your localized consciousness and it can go anywhere. Like, essentially the idea is to how do you create a pragmatic way of making you psychic. And what they use is technology. It's like sound waves get pumped into your brain to adjust you.
This is something we've talked about before, right? This is just astral projection. Isn't
yes.
that and something the CIA has been, they've been trying to figure this shit out for a minute.
A long time. And there's been, because it's every government has one of these programs. We found out the Russians were taking it very seriously. The Chinese are taking it very seriously.
It's because all the generals are so lazy. They're like, what if I could just do all of this shit for my office?
You don't think I wouldn't use this shit to never work outside of my home again? I would be going everywhere.
If you could astral project right next to me at all times, I would actually kind of like it. Is it tangible at all? Can I like punch it? And like, can I?
We could swing at it.
I can swing at it, but I couldn't actually.
I imagine I would pass through it. You would pass through me, and it would just me going like, can't get me, Kissel. Can't get me, Kissel. I see you take a shit. I can't get me, Kissel.
Oh, you're gonna eat that whole pizza?
I will kill you
all day long. No, yeah. I wouldn't be using it for you. I would be, great. Pentagon. I would be deep inside the halls of the Pentagon.
Okay, all right.
But I'm just. This is one of those things where y'all go and research this. This is highly fascinating. I got it like sent to me. There's several breakdowns and the material, the stuff that was used by the U.S. government. And it was helping. I believe it was coordinated with a thing called the Monroe Institute, which I've only done very little bit of research into this. But for like $1,200, you can take the same course and training program that the CIA was using.
Wait, what? They're like offering it's a Disney trip now?
Gateway to Higher Consciousness, 8-week online course to explore beyond the physical realm. This is on their website, MonroeInstitute.org.
Hold on a second, Henry. It's an online course for $1,200.
Yes.
I am it's getting like four going letters in my head. It's SCAM. It sounds to me like we have ourselves a bit of a scam.
No, listen, Kissel, this is no way in shape or form a scam. I'm going to take this course, and then for only the price of half that, for $600 per session, I'm going to teach you how to do it. That's right. Last podcast, I'm going to teach you. No, not you, Kissel. This is not for you. Any people who will pay me money, yeah. But I will then teach the course in a fun, different way for only $600.
Wow. So you want to make a pyramid scheme out of it. Well, it might get you killed by Jody Arias.
Look at these fucking, all of these stories. This is kind of crazy. Wave one discovery. These are the classes. Introduces the mind awake, body asleep state. Oh, you know who likes that? Bill Cosby.
I know. This guy sounds, because I'm not going to malign. I don't know. We don't know this person. But if I'm going to say like, on the spectrum of sexual predator, not sexual predator, he's getting towards the red.
Well, we don't know yet. We don't know yet, but it does. It is about you being asleep. you got to be asleep for a lot of this.
How much can you learn online? Can't you just search it online? The idea
Man,
of like $1,200.
Ray Romano is teaching like one of those masterclass things where it's like, how to live across the street from your parents. Like people are making so much money teaching random ass courses from their homes, their mansions.
I hate that. Shit so much it is like ridiculous.
But no, okay. How many people are going to college this year are gonna have to do it from home?
They better get 95% off of their tuition, because you only learn 5% in the classroom at college and 95% you learn in the social experiment that is college. Get me started on this.
To be completely frank, I think I only learned about 3% when I was in college, because that was because I just I was fucked up.
You have to be. And that's the 97%. All right. Well, that's very interesting. And so don't check out that course, but check it out. But don't give $1,200.
I wouldn't give him money. I wouldn't give him money until you, I'm trying to think who I would believe that it worked on. Like, because the problem is that the people that would try it and then say that it worked for them are also like, it then inherently makes you unreliable. Like, Henry Zebrowski is an unreliable narrator just to begin with because of my own tenuous hold on my own personal reality.
Sure.
Right? So you can't necessarily trust me if the program works for me. You can't trust, because I was trying to think, what's his name? The guy with the glasses. Finds a way. Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. The thing with Jeff Goldblum is, I trust that everything he says is extremely charming and compelling, and I love him. But now, I don't necessarily trust the product that he's saying those things about.
True. I think that he believes, because he's a good actor, I believe in the words that he says. It's so charming. One of the most charming men in the world. Being in the same room with him, everything gets churned up, right? He's an incredibly, incredibly charming human being. But again, I'm not having him do my taxes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to have him. I probably wouldn't ask Jeff Goldblum to babysit only just because I'm not saying probably would do anything untoward to a child, but I could definitely him being like, I heard a sound that seemed something like a clarinet outside, and I had to investigate. Next thing you know, 4 hours later, I've been following a bird.
The
and
baby
you're like,
is
well,
dead.
You left my child alone for, many hours.
But then Jeff Goldblum is so good that you would still be like, can we still hang out though? Because even in the movie The Fly, when he was fully transformed into a monster, you know he could still get laid. That's just Goldblum. That's the power of the bloom.
Because sometimes, and I think this is the truth when it comes to when it's the, you could have sex with an ugly person if they used to be attractive by looking at the old picture of them. Or if they're very, very, very elderly. You could still make love to a very, very, I'm talking in the 90s. If you got a picture of them 90s. When they're young, right? Like, you have a picture of them really young. I'm saying all this is consensual. But if you got a picture of them really young, put it next to it, you can kind of do your own deep fake imagery.
Well, you know what? Whatever it takes for you to love your spouse, I love that. Well,
Natalie's going to be tight forever.
I'm talking to the audience, Henry. And yes, Natalie, you know what? Yeah, absolutely. Maybe just do what you should do is take a picture of her aged, put that next to her when you have sex, and then you can tell her, see, I won't even mind.
Well, yeah, I'm a MILF man myself, so I understand. I already am waiting for it.
Well, you'll have to change to a GILF guy.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do Hero of the Week. This Hero of the Week, I don't know how many times I have to make dogs Hero of the Week, but I will continue to do it as long as...
It's most of the time.
Well, that's because they're heroes. So there's a Chihuahua mix. And if you know Chihuahua mixes, this is what I've been saying. Chihuahuas are like the salt when it comes to making a perfect dog recipe.
It's Every always going to have a little Chihuahua. A little it gives them a little head. It gives them like cute little feet.
It gives them a little spice. It gives them a little personality. It makes them the greatest guard dogs. You mix a Chihuahua with anyone. As a matter of fact, Jerry is a Chihuahua Dachshund. Wendy is a Chihuahua Poodle. Other friend has a Chihuahua. Oh, I forget what Momo's mixed with. But all of a sudden, we're surrounded by Chihuahua mixes.
And they all get together and they're so rowdy and they're so cute. Wendy has a hard time playing with the boys because the boys are a little bit too rough for Wendy. Wendy is kind of more of
Wendy
a pillow princess.
Wendy is a
princess.
Real Jessica. Wendy's the Jessica McManus. She will be complaining about that troll doll.
How dare you?
She's a little bit. I'm just happy she doesn't have Yelp.
I wonder if Chihuahuas, they say that there might be some weird collective unconscious thing about Chihuahuas. I got this a good email from a listener talking about how Chihuahuas used to be raised to be killed.
Yes.
They were raised to be killed and eaten and sacrificed.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah. Oh, did we?
Yes, I read the email. Do you wonder? We are recording. This is a show.
What? Oh, no. What have I said? Oh, God.
Yes. Anyway, an Eastern North Carolina man, he had, I believe it was a stroke, and he's like, I can't get help. I don't have my phone. So he looked at his Chihuahua mix, Boo Boo, and Boo Boo was like, don't even stress it, bro. So Navy veteran Rudy Armstrong, he suffered a stroke. He looked at Boo Boo, and then Boo Boo went to get him help. So when Armstrong couldn't get to his phone to call help, he looked to his friend in the eyes and said, I need help, go get Kim. And then Boo Boo was like, I'll go get Kim. And then he went to get Kim, and then Kim called 911, and then now he's in a hospital and he's not gonna die. And this is what the hospital staff said. They said, we thank him for his service to our country. This is about the man. We thank him for his service to our country and for allowing us the privilege of caring for him and for sharing his story of Boo Boo, the miracle pup.
Isn't that nice? Oh, that's so cute.
So, Boo Boo, you're this week's Hero of the Week, and I'm going to extend that to all Chihuahua mixes out there, despite the fact they run away all the time. And yes, they can cause heart attacks as much as they save people from strokes.
It's both.
Yeah, it's a twofer.
That's called taking care of something.
That's true.
And now we've got some listener letters. First of all, I want to say thank you for all of the great responses we got on the Jody Arias series that we're
so
starting.
Kind.
We started last week. We're doing one last one next week. But I got some great... So number one correction that I will say is that they're all saying straight up, anal sex is never allowed by the Mormon world, since it's not you can't no one would ever believe anybody saying that anal sex is correct. So Travis was actually quite wrong when he was having anal sex with Jodi Arias, which fine. But I will say that it's I know that it's wrong against Mormon tenets, but he managed to say to himself and to his penis and to her butthole, well, if it's wrong, I don't want to be right.
No, he was a dirty boy looking for good, clean fun. So they didn't do the Catholic carve out because the Catholics over time, I think, just sort of carved out anal sex.
I never know if that was ever official, but it was a thing that I had heard. Kids just say
it's definitely been a reality. It's definitely been a working theory for all of my Catholic experience.
They've been practicing for a long time.
Yeah.
But then what they say here is that one interesting thing is that they said that the grinding, the Provo push, is that it's often commonly also known as derfing in the Mormon community. The Provo float or the Provo soak, which is true.
Oh, yeah, I've heard
is
that.
Is that you put the penis in the vagina, but there's no thrusting. This is because for some reason, some people only consider it a sin if there's ejaculation or any form of movement. So
I've heard the soaking thing. First of all, it's not happening. No way can any, it's not happening.
Well, you put it one in, but the thing is that you already made one thrust because you stuck it in the vagina.
You would have to, unless she did the sit, and then, I don't know, I can't get into it. Okay. These are all just people who just need to accept the fact that you're a human being and just do things safely, and you can have sex.
I mean, you could just not be a Mormon.
Yeah, or not.
Or you could just get out of there. But, you know, some people like it.
Some people do.
All right. So this is a story that I just want to read just because it is just a fun experience from Jerse. So I wanted to read this story.
Okay.
What's up, guys? I love your show. Thanks for the ear candy. All right. Thank you. Thank you, bro. I have an encounter at a Jersey Wawa. Yep, the infamous Wawa at any given Jersey Wawa. You might encounter a man with radical green hair. You might see Bruce Springsteen himself ordering a sweet, sweet hoagie, if you never know. But what I say is that it could have been a creature decided to lurk outside the safety of the dark, cold pine barrens. Or maybe it was just creeping out of meth then. You never know in the pines. But either way, I think it's worth sharing. So I seen a dude at a Wawa one night at the Pine Barrens in New Jersey when I was about 11:30. And Wawas are open 24 hours. Say it's when you're walking in. See, I walk in. I know it's like 3 employees spying the deli huddled up and they're talking about something, right? And I go to order my hoagie and I hear one of them say, I've never seen that one. And another say, he's not like the other ones. Now, I assume they're talking about like a local drunk or maybe one of the recluse drug addicts. So, you know, I'm sure that they've seen some shit down here in the pines, especially a Wawa in the middle of the night. It's quite the place for out of this world accountants, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Now,
if you don't know what Wawa is, think of a 7-Eleven with a good, but not great, but good deli.
Yeah.
That's true. It is completely correct. But I love a Wawa.
I love Wawa, yeah.
You order your food on the touchscreen now, but you used to have to ask for your hoagie and they'd write it down. I can't even imagine them doing that now. You couldn't even believe how many customers they get a day. But at this particular store, we're a little off the beaten path. So, curious, I ask if they're okay, and they say, yeah, did you see that guy out there? No? Well, be careful when you go out back there because we don't know what's wrong with him. He seems angry. He came in, he got a 24-ounce of hot water from the machine and left. What the fuck, I think. I mean, it's weird, but, you know, who knows? He might have his own blend of chamomile, meth tea, he's going to sleep, who knows, right? Now, I've seen a lot of shit work at construction nights in Philly/North Jersey, New York, and I've seen some characters that I've wondered if they're even human, right? Now, this Wawa, not dealing with the heavy traffic of the unique characters all night, like the stores higher north in Jersey or Philly, they're probably a little more sensitive to the occasional mentally distraught that wanders in, right? So I tell him if he's still hanging around the parking lot or anything, when one of you gets off your shift, don't walk out in the parking lot alone. Bring somebody with you or call the police if you have to, but maybe they can scare him away. They reply, I know, but he didn't do anything to us. He just sort of just looked off is all. We don't really recognize him. So I was like, okay.
And water is free, whether it be hot or cold.
It's free.
From the tap, I'm pretty sure.
Now, I get my Italian hoagie, lettuce, onion, jalapeno, toasted melt, provolone cheese, oil, vinegar, and pepper, right?
Oh, my God. That is a New Jersey humble brag.
This is my order. I also do this order. But I also like the spinach on there if I can, if they have that's the Subway or the Publix. That's where I go for it.
Oh, okay. Right? Interesting with the spinach. Interesting.
You know, these ladies whip it up before getting to make my coffee, and they pay for my order, right? But as I'm walking up to the counter, I see this man standing out front near the trash cans. Yep, the signature spot for every old man, bum, or biker that's in no hurry to go anywhere. All they want to do is enjoy the New Jersey delicacies, cigarette and coffee. And laugh out loud. He just put a laugh out loud in there.
We got a lull.
Now, he's doing these super quick head turns. Like, he sees something flying past him. Maybe, I don't know, he looks tweaked out. Thinking, great, a poor junkie is wired and looking to get some change or a ride somewhere. Now, I feel bad seeing people like that. It's truly sad. A random drifter. It isn't common, this deep south in Jersey. Nothing is really within walking or bike riding distance, right? There isn't enough people to have any real success in panhandling. Also, the police in this town are state troopers. You never know when they might breeze through, and they're sneaky. So I get an idea. He's going to ask me for some money or a ride or something. But when I go out, I got a $5 bill ready, right? And I plan on telling him, you know, you better get out of here. I seen a couple of state boys about half an hour ago patrolling around. You don't need to be here when he stops in for his donut dinner. Only because I don't like the idea of him making the employees an ease. So I'll try my best to get him gone, you know?
I love this guy, yeah.
I love this guy. Well, I pay, grab my sandwich, I put it in my bag, shoulder the door open, careful to not spill my sweet, sweet coffee. I take a little glance at him as the cold air smacks me right in the face. His clothes, they had to be from the 90s, right? I haven't seen a pair of classic blue Wranglers like this in a long time, right? Also, long, almost trench coat that was worn, but look oddly nice. Maybe leather, but not typical leather. Like, it was weird looking, but it was pretty damn nice at the same time. Now, I still wonder to this day, did that man make that coat himself? I don't know why I think this, but it just didn't look like it would have ever been for sale, you know, like in any store. Like, I've been to it because it looked custom, you know?
This is honestly the reason I go to every single dive bar that I possibly can, because I love this conversation. I wish this makes me feel like I'm listening to the podcast where I'm just like, can I be your friend, sir?
I like this story. He doesn't even glance at me. Very odd. He must be really fucked up and didn't notice me, or he was planning something else and he didn't want me to get a good look at his face, right? Which I didn't get a good look. But suddenly he fucking twists his head around in the oddest way I've ever seen. I couldn't even mimic it if I tried. I'm not sure any human could. It's like he looked straight through me as if he was following something else and I didn't even exist. This was at the last second. I was already off the curb. I definitely didn't want him to turn around. I didn't want to get his attention. I'm going to admit he made me nervous. All right, now this, he might seem a little dangerous, I think. All right, he doesn't ask for money and I don't want to offer it to him. So I just go sit in my van and I'm watching this fella for a few minutes, right? I look to open my hoagie. And from the corner of my eye, I see him do this rapid movement. Like maybe it was like with his arm, like he reached up. Now, I'm watching him again. He's chewing maniacally like a cat or a dog chews on something that's large. But like how you chew hot food sometimes, you know, with his head back, like going like the food might
try to cool it down. Yeah.
It seems like it was like something like food might fly out of his mouth or something, like he was snapping his head back and forth like he was watching something that was moving or flying very fast. A moth or a beetle. Wait, no fucking way. This man just caught a bug and ate it. No fucking way. I have to see this for myself, right? He finishes chew. Then he starts snapping his head back and forth like something's caught his eye again, right? So maybe sleep deprivation. Maybe I was tired, but I'm not any more tired than I usually am. But suddenly when I watch this fucking thing do blows my mind. And I know for a fact I see him do this part. He catches a bug and not with his hands. He jumped up and caught it with his fucking mouth. That thing made my fucking blood turn cold. And the reason I mentioned maybe being tired and not seeing hints, right, wasn't the fact that I just watched him catch a bug with his mouth. Like I said, how I saw that, right? I saw this. I seen this thing. I see his neck extend like a snapping turtle. I mean, like his neck extended an extra foot or more out. It was terrifying. I froze a couple of seconds before I fired my van up and leaped. Now, he must have forgot about me because as my van roared to life, yup, you guessed it, he snapped his neck at me with these black eyes. And I can't describe them but like without saying an absolute predator. Selfishly, I needed to get out of that parking lot. Forgetting about trying to get him to leave, forgetting about everything, I felt an urgency to leave. I knew he would walk straight over to my window if he had a chance. So keeping my eyes on him as I could, even as I pull out, even to the wrong exit, just because I want to stay as far away from his as humanly possible. Now, I could have sworn on everything. I watched it open its mouth a little bit because he was actually slowly chewing this bug up since I must have interrupted his dinner of bugs and steaming hot water. Its mouth slightly open. I see a set of teeth like the teeth you see in a Discovery Channel, those tribes who sharpen their teeth like they have the pointiest teeth. Exactly. It's like the Jeepers Creepers guy.
Yeah.
This is fucking scary, dude. They had to call 911.
Wow. All right. Well, never interrupt a man on his hot water and bug dinner. You don't know. You wait until they're done eating. And that advice goes for most animals. Wait until they're done eating. Then they can be very friendly.
Also, my main tip when you're dealing with someone that you are certain is dangerously insane and you are stuck like walking on the same like side of street or do thing, always agree and laugh. Always go, ha ha, you got it, buddy. I'm with you, buddy. We always say it.
We learned that from Wayne's World. Thank you. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you're doing okay out there. We'll be on tour this next weekend. We're going to be in Las Vegas. At the Elon Musk and Grimes Casino. It's the Musk Grimes Casino.
Don't you do this. It's going to be amazing.
No, we will be at some point next year. Can't wait to see you all. And of course, don't forget about it. You can see our fat little faces on the stream and all that stuff.
That shit. Take a look at the stream, adultswim.com, Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're about to do it now. But I live your life every day. Like, you just got Hoagie exactly what you wanted. Ooh. Or you got your sub. I love it when I get it right the way I want it. My public sub. I got my 9-grade Italian bread, spinach, lettuce, red onion, jalapenos. I like yellow peppers on there. I get the... My favorite is the Boar's Head American or Boar's Head Italian.
You are just, you in this Boar's Head, you're just a city boy. That's all.
You don't understand what Boar's Head had to fight for to get what they got.
They just destroyed a lot of other meat businesses.
They absorbed them.
Anyway, we're not going to do this right now. We don't have another hour.
But I like a little bit of spicy mustard, a little bit of mayo. I got oil and vinegar, salt and pepper. Thinking about it right now. Live like you got that in your hands.
Did you mention red onions?
I love a red onion.
Oh, yeah.
I like raw onion. Some people don't.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell those people. And you gotta love. Love that you got this sandwich in your hand. Ooh. Now you love it. Take that first bite. Sometimes when the bread's crispy, you can kind of cut your mouth. But this time it didn't.
Oh,
and just,
really?
And then you just gotta laugh knowing that you got your fucking nice sub. You got a wet ass pussy. You've got a good attitude. You hopefully got a hard penis, whatever your gender is. You got a hard penis, wet pussy, and you are fucking just slapping it. Either way, laughing your way to the bank, making yourself come on the privacy of your own home because we can't go anywhere.
Absolutely. Well, have a great time, everyone. Enjoy a good sub this week. A good sub will always hit the spot. No denying that.
Think about it all the time.
I think about it all the time as well. All right, everyone. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations.
And me.
And I'm serious about that sub. Get a good sub. There's nothing better than a good sandwich.
That's the only thing LA doesn't really have is good sandwiches.
Yep. That was, I think
Art's Deli is good, but Art's Deli is very expensive.
That's the one problem. That's why I think was the guy Warren Zevon, his one of his final words were enjoy every sandwich. He was an LA guy. So, you know, when he found a good sandwich, it meant a lot to him.
Yeah. Well, actually, I learned something today.
Yep.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction, and it's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy. Because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/LastPod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LastPod.